Half relieved, half daunted by the implication of further terrors, the savages murmured again.
It's eerie the way they're talking about what happened with Simon last night. I mean, they just killed one of their friends, and you'd never know it from listening to them. First of all, no one's admitting it was really Simon. Jack is trying to convince them all that the beast isn't really dead, and the boys are half relieved to hear it. That's pretty confusing until you realize that fear of the beast is what holds them all together. They get swept up in that dance. They feel the energy of the crowd. They've all changed and it's creepy. They're even referred to differently now. There aren't any little'uns or big'uns anymore. They're just the tribe, or the savages, and Jack is just the chief. Do you think they even care about being rescued and going back to civilization anymore? Let's keep reading near the top of page 161. We're about to start the second paragraph. Jack is saying, "So leave the mountain alone."
"So, leave the mountain alone," said the chief solemnly, "and give it the head if you go hunting." Stanley flicked his finger again. "I expect the beast disguised itself." "Perhaps," said the chief. A theological speculation presented itself. "We'd better keep on the right side of him, anyhow. You can't tell what he might do." The tribe considered this, and then were shaken, as if by a flow of wind. The chief saw the effect of his words and stood abruptly. "But tomorrow we'll hunt, and when we've got meat, we'll have a feast." Bill put up his hand. "Chief?" "Yes?" "What'll we use for lighting the fire?" The chief's blush was hidden by the white and red clay. Into his uncertain silence, the tribe spilled their murmur once more. Then the chief held up his hand. "We shall take fire from the others. Listen, tomorrow we'll hunt and get meat. Tonight, I'll go along with 2 hunters. Who will come?" Maurice and Roger put up their hands. "Maurice."
"Yes, chief?"
"Where was their fire?"
"Back at the old place by the fire rock."
The chief nodded. "The rest of you can go to sleep as soon as the sun sets, but us three, Maurice, Roger, and me, we've got work to do. We'll leave just before sunset." Maurice put up his hand.
"But what happens if we meet?"
The chief waved his objection aside.
"We'll keep along by the sands. Then if he comes, we'll do our dance again."
"Only the three of us?"
Again the murmur swelled and died away.